episode 197, Do Your Own Thing.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, beauties. How are you doing, my ladies? Come in. It is time to be inspired. It is time to be motivated. Guess what? It is time for you to have a ray of hope and to do your own thing. You know, when we go through all of this, and I really try to kind of schedule things out, and honestly, sometimes I don't always get it right. Imagine that, me not getting it right. Okay, yes, still the recovering perfectionist, but I don't always get it right. However, when I thought of this one, I was like, oh, this is awesome because it follows up from 196 episode, Are You Living Someone Else's Journey? And here we're moving right into Do Your Own Thing, all right? That is what you need to do today. You need to stop looking at everybody else and you need to focus on you. Why? You are talented and gifted. You do not need anybody else. You don't. What you do need is you need belief within whom God created you to be. You really do. And I know as a mom, speaking as a mom of very many, for those of you who are new, I have five little ones. Okay, I call them little ones. They are not little. Okay, my oldest is 19, going to be embarking on 20. We're not talking about that. And my youngest just turned 11. Ah! Yes, that was me kind of gobbledygooking, screaming lowly so I wouldn't pierce your eardrum completely. But seriously, it is about doing your own thing. The way I mother isn't necessarily the way you should mother. Why? Because you are you, right? The different strategies that I have may work for you, but that doesn't mean that my way's right and your way's wrong. No. What it means is that you need to do your own thing. You are on your journey. Don't question it. When it comes to other people and their thoughts, who you need to be questioning it with are the ones that you hold near and dear to your heart, who you respect, who you have a high regard for, who you trust, okay? Those are the people that you go to for counsel or mentoring, etc., when it comes to maybe your journey and the direction you're headed, okay? That's why a lot of people seek me out as a coach, okay? They seek me out to help them with their direction. Why? Because number one, I am not emotionally attached. Okay? I'm not in the situation. I'm not embedded there. Okay? When we are emotionally attached, think about it as physicians. Physicians are not allowed to actually operate or work on their own family. Why? There's a reason for that. Emotions. Emotions, the psychology of emotions goes way deep. So, we're not going to get into the science of that today, but what we are getting into for your science of the day is do your own thing. What is holding you back? Are you living someone else's journey? Are you still stuck back there? Or are you like, oh, I need to go on. How can I go on? I need to just get that shove. I'm shoving you today. I love you. It's a love shove. Okay? Because you need it. Do your own thing. You are absolutely beautiful. I wrote down a couple notes. And yes, I actually do take notes when I do this. I told you we're going to do a video behind the scenes because I think it would be a lot of fun. You can see how crazy I am at times when I record this. Number one, own who you are. You are who you are supposed to be. Kathy, you can only be Kathy. I can't be Kathy. I would make probably not a pretty Kathy. But you are awesome. Catherine, come on, right? You got to carry it. Tracy, you have got to be you. I can't be Tracy because there's no way I could do that. Okay? We all have to be ourselves. Own who you are. Believe in who you are. Stand proudly. We all have a past. And I know for some of us, our past haunt us more than others. Okay? And if that's you and you need support in that, please, 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 please reach out to me. Your best selfie at createyournow.com. I'm there, or go directly to the website. Okay? And you can let's connect there. Hit the let's connect, or you can even leave me a voicemail and I can hear your awesome voice. Okay? But if you're one of those things where you're still, the past still has somewhat of a control factor, you're living in that mode as to, I'm not quite worthy, I'm not there. Some of you do have a past that might be worse than others. However, there's no comparison, okay? Because you are walking in those shoes, and what is hard for you may not be hard for someone else, right? I gave birth to 5 children, and guess what? Big secret out, I didn't have an epidural with any of them. Yes, natural birth here, mama. Yes, I was. Now, I'll go into a long story later, but the thing is, that may have been right for me, but that doesn't make it right for you. That doesn't mean I'm better because I didn't have an epidural. No, that just means maybe I have a higher pain tolerance. Maybe that's good. Maybe that's bad. It's just who I am. Own who you are. Stand proudly for whom you are becoming. God is creating you. He's fine-tuning you. I'm always in the iron. I mean, in the fire. I feel like that God is always sitting here molding me, okay? Trimming this little part off. I really, you know, I would love for him to trim a little bit around the thigh area, but that's not the kind of trimming he does, okay? He does a lot of trimming in the mind, how we think, how we feel. Where are you in that? Stand proudly for whom you're becoming, because you know what? None of us, absolutely none of us are perfect. You're not perfect. I am definitely not perfect. I remember growing up as a perfectionist, I tried to be that. I tried to be that 110, 120% giver all the time. And I did. I was the one who wanted to take things always to the top. And I did a really great job of it. I did. However, what happened was I was selling myself short of saying that I had to reach or be at this particular level or exceed here or do this or achieve that in order to be even good. And that's what can stump you. Don't. Do your own thing. None of us are perfect, but the only one who can be the best you, your best self, is who? Yeah, you, right? That's you, Anne. You can only be your best you. Come on, Carol. Right? Come on, Marsha. You are the best Marsha there is. Mickey, we can't leave you out either. My goodness, Crystal, you are the best you. I'm definitely not a good Crystal. Why? Because it's not me. Okay? Be you. That's all part of Create Your Now. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. Don't go around living someone else's journey. Do your own thing. You know, you have absolutely something to smile about. You are amazing. And you have something to offer the world that no one else does. I may not know the details of your dreams, but I know you were created for a very specific purpose. You may have found out that purpose already and you're working towards it. Maybe you're in the middle of it now. Maybe you are on the other side and you're reaping the benefits of this is where I'm supposed to be. And maybe some of you are just beginning that journey. Wherever you are in the walk of your life, it makes it special because only you can fulfill that. Only you can. No one else can. That just gives me goosebumps. Do your own thing. I believe in you. And this is not to put a Debbie Downer into all of this, or to be morbid, but you would be truly missed if your life ended today. I would miss you greatly. Your family would miss you. Your friends would miss you. And so you need to realize how precious you are, how special and amazing you were created to be, and you're becoming. And I want you to go out and I want you to make today like no other day. Every time you wake up in the morning, guess what? It's that reset button. It's God saying, guess what? You have another chance to be better than yesterday. That's all you're trying to do. It's not about being perfect because we are the most, the biggest planet on earth here with people. Okay, that didn't make a whole lot of sense, did it? The biggest planet on earth. Okay. here on Earth, all right, we'll say it that way. Here on Earth, we have the biggest challenge, and that is owning our own self. Be proud of who you are. Go out and impact the world today the only way that you can, all right? Smile. Say hi to someone. Don't look down. Put your phone down when you're walking, okay? That text message can wait, unless if it's a child or a husband. Those are the only two exceptions. Okay, maybe grandma. Regardless, be aware of where you are in your life, the journey that you're on. Go do your own thing. Stop living someone else's journey and go live yours. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.